This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's one thing if there aren't enough bubbles for your seltzer, but factories need tanks of carbon dioxide. And in Europe, CO2 is getting very expensive, an outgrowth of Russia's war in Ukraine and very high natural gas prices. Britain is among the places hit hard. From London Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
The irony is almost perfect. A chemical that threatens the planet because of its overabundance in the atmosphere is in dangerously short supply as a commodity. And that's a particular problem for food and drink businesses. The UK's meat industry, says spokesman Nick Allen, depends crucially on plentiful supplies of CO2.
It's extremely important in the pig sector. It's our only way that we can humanely stun and slaughter pigs. And that's used for the same reasons in the poultry sector.
CO2 is also injected into the packaging of many perishable foods to inhibit the growth of bacteria and prolong a product's shelf life. And, says Emma McClarkin of the Beer and Pub Association, the chemical is pretty critical for her industry too.
To brew beer, to store it correctly, and also in the dispensing and serving. It is absolutely fundamental.
Most of the UK's supplies of industrial CO2 come as a byproduct from factories like this making fertiliser. But, says Matt Williams of the Energy and Climate Intelligence Unit, the soaring cost of natural gas has hit these factories hard.
Several factories across Europe that make both fertiliser and liquid CO2 either shut down entirely or reduce their production quite significantly.
As a result, he says, the cost of CO2 in the UK has leapt over the past 15 months by a staggering 3,000%.
Then the extra bill for the food and drink industry could be in the order of £1.7 billion.
That's getting on for $2 billion at a time of many other price hike pressures, says Nick Allen of the British Meat Processors Association.
The meat industry at the moment is trading in some of the most difficult circumstances most of our members have ever known.
Ditto for the pub and brewing trade, says Emma McClarkin.
The cost of doing business is getting worse and worse, harder and harder. You know, so we really, really have the perfect storm.
There is an upside, though. The soaring price of CO2 has made some manufacturers that emit the gas consider capturing and turning it into a marketable product. That would both ease the pressure on the food and drink industry and help in the battle against climate change. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.